going on, everyone? Welcome to another edition of 68 Shining Moments. Today we have Kyle Guy and Ty Jerome talking about Virginia's run to the 2019 national title, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Let's kind of turn the clock back a little bit. So I remember seeing both of you. I was there for that Gardner-Webb game in Columbia. I was shooting back and forth between Columbia and somewhere else. I forget where it was, but I was going back and forth each day. And I remember seeing both of you after that game. And I think both of you told me the same thing. You were both like, we were nervous going to that game. We were nervous going in. Take me through what that was like, because you're waiting, and you're going in thinking like, all right, it happened once. Like, this can't happen again, aren't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like when I said with the free throws, like it was a good nervous, like a good, like you said, we've been so anxious just waiting for that game to finally be like, okay, we can right the ship. Obviously we were down again at half, weren't we? And yeah. So
it was,
there was some scares like during the game, but after halftime, I think what did we do? Just look at each other at halftime, like
halftime. Yeah. We were in a locker room and we were just
like, come on, bro.
We won.
We're not doing this again.
At halftime. And, but when we were down 14 and I think they hit a floater and it was damn near a road game in there.
Yeah, we called timeout,
and we were walking back to the huddle, and I was like, "Oh my god, we're about to lose again." No, I was so like the most nervous. Like, I don't really get nervous. Like Purdue, Auburn, yeah, Texas Tech, like it was. We were all calm. Kyle was like, "Yo, don't worry, we're gonna win." Like I was like, "Yeah, we're like everyone was poised." You know what I mean? Right. That game. That's the most nervous I've ever been in my life.
So the locker room at halftime, is it like you can hear a pin drop? Like you're looking at each other or is somebody vocal?
No, once we got to halftime, it was like, oh yeah.
The pin could drop for like 10 seconds. And then we just kind of looked up at each other like,
what do we know?
Like, here we go. And then we figured it out.
Going into the half, we cut it to like six and we went on like a 8-0 run and they stopped scoring. Yeah. And then they scored like 14 points and like, you know, before we came out the game in garbage time.
You made it entertaining. I mean, it was fun for that. I mean, I know it wasn't
our job,
but like, it was entertaining for me sitting there saying, at least it's going to be a game in the second half. Yeah. Nobody thought it would be. Yeah. All right. So then let's move forward to the Elite Eight, you know, maybe one of the greatest.
Yes. Say it.
Probably tournament history. I mean, the shit that happened in that game was just insane. Like, I mean, Carson, right? Like, you're watching Carson. What are you thinking when Carson Edwards is just going ballistic?
I'm like, damn, that's great defense for like 90% of his shots. I remember telling every person that guarded him, and I was guarding him too, so I didn't tell myself this, but I was like, that's good defense. Don't worry about it. But like in the back of my mind, I'm like, God, he's got 40. Like,
know he had whatever? I don't even know what he finished with 42, I think.
He finished with 42.
Yeah. Did you know? I mean, are you aware at that point?
I mean, I didn't know it was 42, but I knew it was a lot. I knew it was over 30.
I thought it was like 65.
That's what it felt like.
Bro, I've never, like, after a game, Kyle knows how competitive I am. Like, I don't care who you are. I'll never, like, want to talk to you, win or lose. If you're not on my team, I don't care about you, you know? After that game, and I knew him a little bit. He was in our high school class, so I kind of knew him. After that game, I went home. I messaged him on Instagram, and I said, bro, that was the craziest performance I've ever seen in my life. Played against or watched. Unbelievable. And I just want to say, like, I almost felt bad he lost. I was like, bro, I just want to say, like,
he didn't deserve to lose.
He didn't, but someone had to. I didn't want it to be us. So
yeah, thanks.
I was like, listen, bro. And then after that, like, we had the same agents that we did pre-draft together. We became super close. But
really?
I remember telling him, yeah, that was the craziest performance I've ever seen in my life. Like, that was
– All right. So take me – both of you, take me through from your vantage points with whatever it was, 6 seconds left, and your vantage point, Ty, was a little clearer than Kyle's, missing the free throw. You're down two. You missed the free throw. Go ahead. I mean, did it feel like an eternity? Was it like, oh my god?
Wait, can you set the record straight really quick? Yep. Were you trying to miss? Because I'm pretty sure you said you weren't. purposely trying to miss.
But you know how like, you know how like you just do stuff subconsciously?
Yeah.
So I looked, I made the first one. I looked at Coach Penn and I was like, yo, do I miss it? And he didn't answer me. I was like, so I was like, wait, do I miss it or not?
First time he's speechless in his life.
When I was shooting, I didn't know. I really didn't know if I wanted to miss it or make it or not.
Really? You had no idea?
I had no idea. I just kind of just put it up there. Like, I didn't know if I was supposed to miss it, supposed to make it. I didn't know. Because if I knew 100% I was going to miss it, I would have missed off the backboard.
Yeah.
Or aim for the backboard. That's how we practice misses. But I really didn't know. I was like, do I miss it?
Right, it was short.
It was just short. Yeah, front rim. Mommy tipped it out.
Yep.
And honestly, when the clock was winding down, I didn't even look at the clock. The buzzer was going to go off any second. I ran to half court and I said, Kia, give me the ball. Give me the ball. And he threw it to Mommy. And I was like, oh my God.
Are you thinking game's over at that point? Because your back is to the basket at that point?
No, I'm kind of like, I'm kind of squared up, like diagonally to the basket. Like I'm at like right in front of half court. I ran to half court. He chased it down. I'm like calling for it. Like, come on. And then I see the ball go all the way to Mamadi. And I'm just like, oh my God, like watching it.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what happens? I mean,
total shock. Kyle, what? I don't even remember where you were on this play.
Well, so I'm in the same spot as him, just on the other side of the court. We both ran for the ball to half court. What happened was when it got tipped out, me and Kihei were next to each other, and he's just faster than me. So he got the ball first. So I broke off and was like, same thing Ty said, give me the ball. I'm shooting, like, give me the ball. And of course, he didn't listen. And he throws a rifle. I thought we won for some reason. If you even listen to the announcer on the game, he said we won for the win. So for some reason, I thought we won. I was going crazy. And then they said overtime. I was like, oh. Okay, and I had to like rewire real quick, but yeah,
like celebrating as if you won. When he makes that shot, you think in your mind, "We just won."
That's bad court awareness on my part. But
so Ty doesn't know if he's supposed to make or miss the free throw. You have no idea if you've won or you're going to overtime. Basically, like all hell just breaks loose. Like you have, I mean, it was
organized chaos. Chaos because Kihei was.
But it was both sides though, because like play before that, Carson Edwards comes down, takes a fadeaway three, goes off the backboard and goes in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it was like, listen, like, and to win an NCAA tournament, you need some luck, but you got to put yourself in that position to get lucky. You know what I mean? So like, it's just how it goes. The ball has to bounce your way sometimes.
How many times have you guys seen that play? How many times you think? Oh, hundreds, thousands?
What play? Oh, how many times?
Have you watched it after?
Oh yeah, a ton of times.
Yeah, honestly, before, even after the Carson Edwards bank three, I grew up with Ryan Klein. Like, he's a tremendous shooter. Yeah. When he was a free throw line, I was like, there's no way he's missing this. Yeah. And he went one for two. Yeah. So that's the only reason we
had a chance.
You know, that play even happened. So there's a lot of stuff that had to happen. That's why it's one of the best games ever. You had a collective effort of Virginia. Like all of us were scoring and hitting on all cylinders. Carson, 42, and then buzzer beaters, overtime, 80 points, it's crazy. Somebody with a freaking blonde tie-dye hair or whatever. So it was everything you wish for.
That play, though, is just so crazy how that pass he made, Kihei made. Like, you watched.
And Mamadi to just not bring it down.
Right.
I've never seen Mamadi catch the ball high and keep it high his entire life.
Never.
They'll always bring it down.
He doesn't even shoot like quick release shots. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he's a good shooter when his feet are set. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But he's never gonna catch high, keep high. No, only Kyle did that shit in college.
It's crazy. I mean, seriously, it's one of the craziest endings ever. I mean, literally, what you guys went through in that whole run was insane. I mean, if you think back to the last 2 years of college and the highs, lows, and the drama that was involved, I don't think anybody can match that. Seriously, maybe like Christian Laettner, maybe.
And the craziest thing is, like, I grew up, like, my dream was to play in the NBA, but I grew up watching March Madness. Like, every year, March Madness was the biggest thing for me.
Yeah,
so I look back on that now, I'm like, like, we really did it. Like, we really did that. And I still, me and Dre and Kyle, like, we still talk about it. Like, bro, we really went to Virginia. And then we said we were going to do it, and we really did it. And then we lost to UMBC. Then, you know, then we came back and actually did it. So it's just crazy to think about. And then, like, now it's like, all right, got to do it again. But the NBA is just so different because you don't grow up, like, wanting to win an NBA championship. You know what I mean? Yeah. Now, obviously, you do. Your goals shift. But, like,
yeah,
when you grow up, it's like, yo, I want to play in the Final Four. Like, look how crazy that looks. Like,
yeah. No, well, because you're thinking that's more attainable, right?
Probably, it's the closer step, or maybe it's the camaraderie. Like, I don't know. The college is like, and the college experience we had, I feel like we just, you'll never have that much like fun playing basketball again, you know? Mm-hmm.
Before we continue that interview, I have to let you guys know that it's that time of year again. We waited 2 years for this moment, and it's finally here. March's biggest tournament is back. Gonzaga is getting ready to run the table. Slippers are being fit as we speak. And our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, are putting our listeners at the center of the action. How? If you bet $4 on an underdog in a select game this week, and that underdog wins, you win $256. That's right. $256. Here's how it works. Download the app now and use the promo code FIELD68 when you sign up. Scroll through the list of select underdogs, bet $4 on them to win, and cash $256 when they do. There's no better way for you to put your college hoops knowledge to use than to put your money where your mouth is with DraftKings Sportsbook. It's safe, it's secure, it's reliable, and you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So remember, the code is FIELD68. That's FIELD68 to turn $4 into $256. For a limited time only, must be 21 years or older. Restrictions apply. Go to DraftKings.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. So, all right, Final Four. Auburn, another one that's a nail-biter. All right, first of all, Kyle, you got fouled, right? He got you on the leg, clearly, didn't he?
It wasn't even just the leg. It was the whole body, like A to B. Come on. This is, you know, a rest dream call right here, A to B.
That's elementary-level school stuff.
Bruce Pearl didn't think so. We lose Ty?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he's good.
Yeah, Bruce Pearl certainly didn't think that Bryce Brown got you there.
I mean, it was Samir Dowdy, actually.
No, wasn't it Bryce Brown? No. Okay?
It was Dowdy. Bryce Brown was the one that was doing the choke.
That's right.
Yeah. But which is funny because I played summer league with him that same summer.
Really?
So that was fun. Yeah.
And then Jack Hopper was on a two way with Phoenix last year.
Yeah, small circle.
So what? Give me that game and towards the end of that game, and obviously Kyle those three free throws. Ty said he didn't really get nervous too much. Like, you think about that. There's no more pressure than that. I mean, seriously, there's 0.6 left I guess in the national title game, that would be the only other way.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because, like, you grow up wanting to hit buzzer beaters, not like
free throws.
Oh, got fouled. I got to make these free throws. You know what I mean? So, like, that aspect of it was a little different. But, I mean, even before that, we were up 8. Ty gets his fourth foul. We go down 8 or something like that, up 6 maybe. And then we go down 8. Then Ty comes back in, and we have to work our way all the way back again from a deficit. And we did it again in the freaking championship. We're up again. Then we went down 8 or 10. So it just made it harder than it needed to be. But then we – I don't even remember exactly, like, the numbers exactly, but I know I hit a 3 before that, and then that's when we fouled Jared Harper and he went 1 for 2.
Yeah.
Is that how it happened? Yeah. So then we were
that three you hit was maybe one of the toughest shots.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Right off balance, right? Like fading.
I thought he was gonna jump because he sprinted and he didn't, it was great defense. He didn't even flinch. So I had to shoot again. You know,
like, you were dead. Like, you guys at that point, like, it didn't look good by any means.
We dug ourselves in a hole again. Yeah, it was. And then
so we're down 4.
4. Yeah, 4.
Down 4, and then I hit the 3.
Foul Jared Harper.
Right, so with 10 seconds left, you're down 4, you got the ball, basically.
And then Ty double dribbles. Yeah. Oh man. I mean, if
and like, honestly, people that guy, he found me when I picked the ball up because I was getting ready to launch it from half court. So thank God he found me after that too.
That would have been a whole different story. Me and Ty would be friends right now. Launch it from half court.
All right, so you go up there for the free throws, and you're thinking what, Kyle? Like, what's do you even remember at all? What's going?
Yeah, no, actually, I remember that part super vividly. So, I like when people are heckling me. That's always been kind of my thing. So I just naturally like when there's kind of pressure, or you know, there's a big moment on the line. And, you know, I just kept telling myself, like, this is literally, like, everything you dream for. Like, championship on the line. There's 87,000 people here with however many million watching. Like, your whole family's here. Like, this is to be, like, a legendary team for your school. Why not me? And that gave me a sense of, like, motivation, confidence to just, like, because obviously I was – anyone who says they weren't nervous, like, in my shoes would be – like, being nervous, man, that means you're alive. So I didn't I knew I was, like, nervous, but it was a good nervous. Like, I have a chance to do this great thing. And so first one, money. Second one was a little bit off. I remember Ty even saying, like, he, like, leaned the way it was supposed to go so it would, you know, he could use the
– Bro, I thought that shit was left. I was about to cry.
Yeah.
Is it like a pitcher throwing a no-hitter and nobody says anything to you, just kind of slaps you as you're going to the line?
Well, so after I hit the – I don't remember if anyone shook my hand in between the first and second free throws, but I remember they called timeout to try to ice me, and, like, Jay and Jack came over to me and, like, to give me, like, a hug damn near. I'm like, yo.
Get away.
Job's not finished, you know? Job's not finished. And so – I went and did my own thing. I had no idea. Once again, coach probably told us if we were in, you know, a full court zone or we were denying someone. I had no idea. I just knew I was going to make this last free throw, and whatever happened after that, I would figure it out. So if you watch after I hit, I'm like looking like, okay, what am I doing now?
No idea.
No clue. I had no clue.
Damn. Ty, what are you thinking when he's going to the line? Are you like looking – or are you like kind of like one of these where you're kind of afraid to look in a way?
I was behind him, right behind him, like literally the same angle he has shooting the ball. I'm at half court right behind him, like straight in line. Mm-hmm. And once the first one went in, I was like, all right, we're good. Like, there's no way. I was like, there's no chance he misses two in a row. So worst case, we go to overtime. You know what I mean? There's no way he's missing two in a row. And I was like, we go to overtime, whatever. Like, that's the worst case. You know, so the once he made the first one, I was like, oh, pressure's off, like we're good. And then the second one, I was like, oh my god, I look left. So there's a picture of, like, me, Kihei, and Dre's close to us, and I'm like, and it looks left, and I think I grabbed Kihei or something like that, and that went in. And once we got the timeout and we got to the line, honestly, that I had no doubt he was making a third one, like no doubt he was making a third one. And then, like Kyle said, it wasn't enough time for him to throw it and catch and shoot and all that, so. Yeah, that's just crazy. Like when you win that game like that, it's crazy.
No, it's nuts.
This movie's gonna be so good.
The movie is gonna be good. Who's gonna play each of you in the movie? Who's you guys thought about this? Who's playing you? Kyle, I can barely see you, by the way. The light is it went dark. I don't know if in Sacramento it's now probably dark out.
Yeah, it's getting dark. Sorry, that's a little better.
Yeah, a little better. Who's playing?
George Clooney's gonna play Tony, or Jay Wright could play him. No, Jay Wright could play him.
George Clooney's gonna be like 75 years old at that point, still looking good.
I want to start acting, man, one day. So I'm gonna play myself.
You gonna play yourself? Yeah, all right. Kyle, you can play yourself too.
Yeah, that'd be. I mean,
you guys can
I'm cool play. With that,
right? Why not? All right. Fast forward. You win the whole thing. You beat Texas Tech to win the whole thing. Give me the emotions, and then I want to know what the night was really like. Like, I know you guys are chill guys and whatever, but, like, to go from that low to that high in a year, I want it, like, were there ragers? I mean, were
we run
hard that night, or could you not?
I mean, I'll go first. I So first off, we're not. It's not like we're in Charlottesville. So, right. Like, it's not like we're just hustling back. So, oh, frats and bars. You know what I mean? Like, that's not. That wasn't a thing. And for me, like the best part of it, this the utopia was afterwards. Like, we had fun, but it was like our family was around us. We were all in the hotel. We had the whole floor, whatever it was, third floor, like just for our family or whoever we gave our tickets to. And so it was kind of like it ended how it started.
They were consoling you a year ago.
Consoling us a year ago, right, at the hotel again. And then so this time, you know, it was, you know, we were up late, but it wasn't, there was no Ragers that I'm aware of. I would have liked an invite if there was. So we were just, it was just, like I said, all of us together with our families and just kind of trying to sink in, you know, let it sink in.
Disbelief in a way, right? Yeah. A little bit of disbelief of again, just kind of, this is what you set out to do and to be able to mm-hmm. do it and come from when you were the joke. I mean, you were the butt of the joke for a year. And then, like, I remember Ty, who was it? Pat 40 that you went mm-hmm. after in the press conference? It was so good. Kyle, you weren't there, but it was phenomenal.
But it wasn't like that article was in my mind, like the whole tournament run. I just remember after we left UMBC, I might have had to get surgery on my toe. So I was in the doctor's office. I'm just scrolling through my phone or whatever. I'm on Twitter and I see the article. So I start reading it. And it's like, yeah, Virginia has no NBA players, maybe one in DeAndre Hunter. Like, right. All, like, their joke of college basketball, like all this shit, right? All this crazy stuff, right? Like, just killing us. Like, not like, oh, damn, they got upset. Like, it's destroying us. So remember, I think the name sounded familiar when he asked me a question in the media room. So then I just said something. I was like,
it was funny. Not a lot of guys.
What did he say back? What did they say back?
I think he was cool. Like,
he was. And after he won, he came up to me and was like, I'm sorry, about all this stuff. And I was like, yeah, it's not personal, man.
I mean, you know me. I'll own it. Like, we make mistakes. And honestly, just own up to them. When you make a mistake, if you own up to it, I mean, shit, it's like A-Rod, right? Like, A-Rod owned up to it. Mark McGwire didn't. Look at the difference how they're treated. Right, I mean, just own up. If you screw up, own up to it. And I've made plenty of mistakes. But if you have an opinion, you're gonna make mistakes.
I think that one just stood out to me because he was like killing us.
Yeah,
it was, he definitely was.
One, killing my us. Take always is, hey, when you're NBA players, it's different. It's different. I can kill you a little bit more when you're making money to play the game. But when you're in high school, I'll never kill a high school kid ever.
Yeah,
when you're in college, I'm not going to kill a college kid ever.
Right. And it's one thing, but listen, like, that's the life we chose. Like, listen, the reason we make so much money playing this game is because of the crazy fans and all the clicks and all the entertainment. Like, it's a part of it, entertainment business. You know what I mean? But like, the stuff he was writing in that article was like, Tony Bennett can never be successful. Like, he's a joke. And it's like, bro, like,
right.
First of all, he's been to Elite Eight, Sweet 16 twice, like, round, like, only one team.
So he's already successful.
He's already successful. Like, it's just,
he's
own, just like,
he's own K nonsense. And Roy. He's own K and Roy in the ACC regular season for the last 7 years.
Yeah. And like, it took Coach K, like, what, 10 years to win a national championship?
Right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So like, he was running all this crazy stuff. And that's why part of it was like, when we did it, I was so happy that we could be the first team to do it for Coach Bennett, too. So everyone could, like, just get off his back, too. You know what I mean? Because, like, that stuff is so stupid. You get upset. It happens. You know what I mean? Like,
did he get emotional after that game? Did you ever see him get really emotional? No?
He put his head down right when we won.
Yeah. He was probably doing his own – he's in his own way doing his thing when we won. I mean, he's always in good spirits, so he's always smiling. But, like, you could just see the joy when we were up there on the podium doing, you know, he slapped the name on the board and they were doing the awards and all that stuff. Like, he, that was as happy. And then when we were in the locker room with all the ex players and ex coaches, like, that was a special moment that I'm sure was probably one of his favorites.
Yeah. I think there's two of the top five moments of my life was probably watching One Shining Moment with Dre and Kyle, like, sitting there and our whole team, but me, Dre and Kyle were just sitting there, like, on the floor, just watching it. That's probably one of the most special moments. I look at that picture all the time.
Like, really?
And then in the locker room, we came back and we always do this post game thing. We put our arms around each other. And when Coach Bennett said, he was like, listen, guys, like, this is so special, but stay humble. And I was like, what coach says that?
Where
shit?
Are
like,
you from?
Yeah, like, why must be humble. Running, throwing, and he's like, we got like Joe Harris and Justin Anderson, and was Malcolm there? I think so.
Yeah, he was there. I think so.
Yeah. Ron Sanchez, everyone.
Yeah, Ron Sanchez. We got all these former guys in the locker room. All these guys are in the NBA, and they basically paved the way for us to be able to do this. And we're all in the locker room, and coaches like, just look around you. Like, this moment will last forever. And like, there's a video of that too that I look at all the time. And like, those two moments, like, that's just crazy, man.
I'll tell you what, it's I don't know what number it makes it, but it's up there with greatest stories in NCAA tournament history. I mean, again, because of where you were to where you went, right? I mean, like, that's the remarkable part of it, and that's probably what made it so much more gratifying to be able to do it, right? I mean, to this day, don't you feel like the two of you and obviously Dre and Kihei and Mamadi, like, you're always going to have this bond, aren't you?
Without a doubt. Even now, like, me and Kyle could go 2 weeks without speaking, and, like, we get on the Zoom right now, and it's not awkward at all. You know what I mean? Like, it's just the same. Like, we see each other, and it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's just – and it's deeper than, like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, it's – like, I'll watch Sacramento games without even talking to him, and, like – and hope he plays and hope he gets his chance. Like, in the preseason when he was hooping like that and killing, I didn't even have to reach out to him. He knew – I'm watching him. You know, I'm rooting for him. Like, it's just different. And, like, same with Kihei now. Like, I'll watch him. If he reaches out to me for advice, I'm always here. If not, I'm just watching and rooting for him. And then when we all see each other again, we're going to have a great time. So it's like that thing just brings you so close. And we're all at different points in our life and our lives right now. So, like, it's different. But, like, we'll never – even Mamadi, I haven't spoken to Mamadi in a while, but when I see him again, like, it's going to be, you know, like best friends. Mama, I haven't seen each other in a while. Yeah, exactly. So, like,
pick right up where you left off.
It's just,
and you're probably, will you guys talk? Like, do you think you will? Because you can embrace now the UMBC loss, right? You can embrace it. Is it now where you'll talk about everything? You think, like, in 20 years when you guys get together for a reunion, will it be UMBC and the national title run?
Yes, but even, I mean, we talked about it. Do you remember we were in Isaiah Wilkins and Jack Salt's apartment, and we were literally reading off who had the worst DMs? Mm-hmm. Do you remember this? We were reading who had the people who hated us the most, like, whether it was death threats or, like, you – whatever it was, like, we were just reading them off and we were laughing about it. I think while they were playing Kansas State, because that's the only other game I really watched until the championship.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember usually, like, right when the season ends, usually like a week at, like, the week right when the season ends, we would, like, have some fun, relax. I remember me and Kyle, I remember, vividly remember, like, we were in a car together. We went to Zaxby's. I don't know if you remember this.
We drove
to Zaxby's and we're like, all right, bro, like, because we're like, all right, take this week to decompress, like, whatever. We didn't work out. We, you know, ate fried chicken, a bunch of BS, and we're like, yo, let's take this week to decompress. Then we'll start working out again. We're just talking about all these different things. Like, this summer, I'm going to do this. Kyle got invited to, like, some USA team, and he was like, yo, I might do this. I don't know, though, because I might want to stay here and, like, really lift and all this stuff. And, like, we just planned out exactly what our summer was going to be. And, like, we went out and did it. Like, we planned it, we did it, and we executed it. And it was like, you think about stuff like that, and that's what makes it so cool. You know what I mean? I think to answer your reunion question, I'm just excited to see if Mamadi has kids and if Dre has kids. That's what I'm most excited to see.
Yeah.
And me too. Sure. That's cool.
Do you have a kid yet, Kyle? No.
No.
All right. You never know. You move quickly.
I do move quickly.
The rest of us on this planet, all right?
That's true, but
it's a fair question.
It's a fair question.
Right?
But no, I mean, probably, I mean, by the reunion, yes, I will. But, you know, I am excited for the reunion. That'd be so much fun.
Love you guys. I mean that. Love you guys. It was great seeing you. It was great reminiscing. I mean that. And it's been too long, Kyle. I saw Todd last year when right before the pandemic, actually, right before it hit.
Right.
My wife, my daughter, and I were out there in San Fran.
San Francisco.
Yeah. So it was good to see you then. And listen, keep grinding, both of you. I mean it. I'm really proud of both of you. get 10, 12 years in this damn league, save your money, but enjoy it too. Enjoy it. Spend some money, but save some money. How's that? Yeah, everybody says, everybody says save it all. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Nah, you work too hard to save it all.
You work too hard to save everything. Yeah.
All right. Listen, you guys know where to find me. If you need anything, you call me. All right.
Appreciate it.